The holy rest of this ever-memorable day is a barrier which is always broken down before men become giants in sin. Blackstone, in his commentaries on the laws of England, remarks that, quote, "A corruption of morals usually follows a profanation of the Sabbath," close quote. It is an observation of Lord Chief Justice Hale that, quote, "Of all the persons who were convicted of capital crimes while he was on the bench, he found a few only who would not confess that they began their career of wickedness by a neglect of the duties of the Sabbath and vicious conduct on that day." Close quote. The prisons in our own land could probably tell us that they have scarcely a solitary tenant who had not broken over the restraints of the Sabbath before he was abandoned to crime. You may enact laws for the suppression of immorality, but the secret and silent power of the Sabbath constitutes a stronger shield to the vital interest of the community than any code of penal statutes that ever was enacted. The Sabbath is the keystone of the arch which sustains the temple of virtue, which, however defaced, will survive many a rude shock so long as the foundation remains firm.